Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and our guest today is Dr. Philip Rashotis, naturopathic doctor and associate professor at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. And we've been talking about pregnancy and natural health. And before the break, we talked about fish oil and probiotics and the dynamic, multifaceted power that these two elements have. But continuing on, the next supplement we wanted to discuss, Doctor, is folic acid. What are the benefits of folic acid?
Right. So this one is the no-brainer. There's a lot of public awareness around this one. There's a very specific birth defect called neural tube defect, and supplementing folic acid ideally for at least 2 or 3 months prior to conception and then through all of conception very, very powerfully reduces risk of neural tube defect. So this one is, it's very publicized in the media, as it should be. We want pregnant women to take at least a milligram a day, at least 1 milligram. And if they're considered high risk, meaning they have a family member that has neural tube defect, or they've had a pregnancy with neural tube defect, then we would want the woman to actually take up to 5 milligrams a day of folic acid. So the extension of that is folic acid is reducing a specific birth defect, neural tube defect. There is benefit then to a multi above and beyond folic acid. So, and a good prenatal is going to have the proper amount of folic acid plus all the other elements of a multi. So above and beyond just what folic acid is doing, a multi is reducing risk of 5 other birth defects, including cleft palate, heart malformations, and others, and reducing risk of 3 pediatric cancers. So the two of them are solved in one problem. Any good prenatal is going to have the full dose of folic acid plus the other elements of a multi, and the benefit that will be obtained, mom takes that through pregnancy, baby's going to enjoy reduced risk of 6 birth defects, the big one being neural tube defect, and enjoy reduced risk of 3 pediatric cancers, which are obviously very rare to begin with, but a multi taken through pregnancy reduces their risk.
Yeah, the pregnancy puts a large demand on the mother, for supplementation.
Absolutely. It's demand for everything, right? Every vitamin, every mineral, all of a sudden its requirement is increased. And it can be difficult to obtain that through food. And that's why we see a simple multi through pregnancy delivering these really powerful outcomes.
Vitamin D. Why is vitamin D important?
So that wraps up the key list. I mean, vitamin D, it's public service announcement. It is the only supplement that's actually included in the Canadian Food Guide. The Canadian government is really pushing Canadians to supplement vitamin D. And at a population level, the reason that's being done is it's showing to have really powerful impact on reducing risk of heart disease and reducing risk of several cancers. Now, the added perk is we realize that if women are taking vitamin D through pregnancy versus not, and again, I find this one just fascinating, mom takes vitamin D through pregnancy, baby is at profoundly reduced risk, not just a little bit, but a massive reduction in risk of ever developing type 1 diabetes, which is the infant onset type of diabetes that requires insulin injection for life, et cetera. It relates to immune parameters. Type 1 diabetes is induced by your own immune system attacking the pancreas. And for reasons I don't think we have figured out, mom takes vitamin D through pregnancy, highly reduced risk of baby ever developing type 1 diabetes.
How much should they take a day? It's usually measured in international units. What's
that,
the recommended?
That can be pretty controversial. We love to see women measuring vitamin D leading up to pregnancy. Then it gives us a chance to, you know, appropriately dose and adjust as required. But it's actually the recommendation, the general recommendation in pregnancy is quite high, and it can get up to about between 2,000 and 3,000 IU per day as a general recommendation for during pregnancy. And some sources are recommending even higher, up to 4,000, but we'd really like to see pregnant women measuring their vitamin D levels.
And that's a simple test, blood test?
Absolutely. Anyone, any walk-in or any family physician, any naturopath will very readily offer this test.
And going back now, In talking about fish oil, is there a recommended daily amount that you would suggest for pregnancy?
Yeah, the magic number, remember we talked about the EPA DHA. The magic number is to hit at least about 300 milligrams of DHA per day. But we talked about always having double the EPA to DHA. So sort of the minimum would be 600 milligrams of EPA, 300 milligrams of DHA per day.
And would that be, so you're saying a gram a day, 2 grams a day, doctor?
One, like a gram a day of combined EPA, DHA.
Okay.
Making sure it delivers at least 300 milligrams of DHA.
And the probiotics are often measured in billions. What would you recommend?
Yeah, we don't need to go massive dosing with the probiotics. We generally give one that's about 10 or 11 billion. But probiotics are extremely safe. So I know that number sounds huge, 10 or 11 billion.
Yep.
The largest dose ever used in a human study was 3,600 billion. 3.6 trillion. It's an enormous number.
Sure.
So probiotics are really safe. We generally recommend it at 10 or 11 billion. There's some options out there that hit about 50 billion. That would be fine too. But and anywhere in that range, I think, would be more than adequate.
Okay. Inositol. What are the benefits of inositol?
Inositol is one of our favorite substances. I think it's grossly underused and people aren't aware of it. It has benefit in many, many different realms. But what it does, I'd say first and foremost, is for female fertility. A lot of common obstacles women are facing in conceiving, inositol addresses them really well. I'm not saying it's the end all and be all for fertility, but it's often a very, very big piece of the puzzle. It's essentially a family of the B vitamins.
Okay.
And it essentially, just think about it, like its job is that it makes hormones work better.
Okay.
Whatever hormones are going on in you, it's essentially going to make sure they work better. A really common cause of infertility in women is a situation called PCOS, which stands for polycystic ovary syndrome. So there's issues with ovulation. The woman will often skip ovulation. They'll often even entirely skip periods. There's a lot of female hormone issues going on in PCOS. There's no less than 20 human studies of inositol in PCOS. And it literally helps the entire spectrum of symptoms that you see in PCOS, including normalizing ovulation, improving glucose control. Women with PCOS, when they conceive, are at very high risk of gestational diabetes. And so while all this evidence is there specifically for this condition called PCOS, you don't only use inositol in a setting of PCOS. Any woman that sees us in our office who's trying to conceive, this is very high on the list to give. It just makes female sex hormones work better. And another really important area of study of inositol, and so again, whether you have PCOS or not, again, a study looking at women at very high risk for gestational diabetes, half of them given inositol, half of them given placebo, similar to what the probiotic did. It made it half as likely for a woman to develop gestational diabetes through pregnancy. So this stuff is super safe. It's very affordable, ultra cost effective. It comes in a powder. It's a 4 gram scoop that's in the powder, one scoop per day. It's tasteless. It's a little bit sweet. And it's having very, very profound impact on a women's health level, and on helping women's hormones work better, and also potentially improving fertility. And then through pregnancy, reducing mom's risk of gestational diabetes. And an interesting thing that's being shown on it recently is above and beyond folic acid, it seems to further reduce risk of neural tube defect, which is really interesting because folic acid lowers that very powerfully, and it seems to go even lower if mom is taking folic acid plus inositol through pregnancy.
Yeah, it shows a lot of benefits for the heart and the brain.
It's like, you know, these are such simple things. Their safety is unquestioned.
Yeah.
You could give inositol to a newborn baby on its first day of life. You wouldn't be hurting them at all, and frankly, you'd be doing them a favor. These super, super safe substances that are showing this level, this profound level of benefit leading up to and through pregnancy. That's why I think this is just such an exciting area, and we really are tip of the iceberg. This is a much newer area of study, and one by one, these substances are just showing themselves to be superheroes in this area.
What about iron, doctor, through pregnancy?
So iron's an interesting one. Iron's one that you don't want to supplement unless you know you need it.
Okay? So, again, the blood test.
We never give an iron unless we have a blood test in front of us that shows it's low. However, a really interesting thing happens in pregnancy. A fetal liver, and we talked about this with caffeine, well, likewise, a fetal liver can't process iron. So a mother's iron stores through pregnancy determine what the newborn's iron stores will be for its first 12 to 16 months of life. So this is a global public health concern. Many women are entering pregnancy iron deficient, and even worse, they're delivering children themselves in an iron deficient state. And now the newborn will be iron deficient, and frankly, there's no way to fix it in the newborn. You can't supplement the newborn with iron. So it's so Maltese, a multivitamin, will never contain iron. It should never contain iron. Yet prenatal Maltese always contain some iron because of this globally recognized problem of trying to make sure mom has adequate iron stores through pregnancy. So we really recommend, ideally, again, preconception. If not, and you're pregnant, run in and insist on testing of iron. And, I mean, really take a look at it. If it's not just, oh, it's borderline normal, you're okay. It needs to be really good through pregnancy. So if there's any semblance of it being anywhere on the low side, it would be strongly advisable to take an iron supplement through pregnancy.
We're winding down, doctor. We're kind of into the home stretch here. So really briefly, I guess, phosphatidylcholine, is that is brief possible?
I want to do one more. A nausea of pregnancy, a really easy one. We send women to the grocery store to buy those little ginger-like gummies. You know what I mean? Like they're chewable, and they're a candy, and they're made from ginger.
Yeah.
Morning. Miracle cure for nausea of pregnancy. We threw that one out. Phosphatidylcholine, you get it from soy lecithin, you also get it from eggs, it's just new, we're not convinced, but there's the suggestion that if mom is getting a good amount of phosphatidylcholine through pregnancy, it reduces lifetime risk of the baby ever getting schizophrenia. And I'm very active in the world of mental health, so I find that one fascinating. And lastly, men, there are really, really simple natural health strategies that profoundly help sperm. Things like CoQ10, acetyl-L-carnitine, N-acetylcysteine, multiple human studies showing you take these things, they make sperm swim better, they make sperm look less mutated, and they make you have more total sperm. These really, really simple strategies for helping male fertility as well. So I hope we snuck all that in, Dave.
Oh, we did perfect. Doctor, it's just to do something natural. You know, let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food. I mean, there's that whole concept. And thank you very much, doctor, for joining us on Insights for Health.
It's always a treat, Dave, and I look forward to doing it again.
All right. Our guest today has been Dr. Philip Rashotis, naturopathic doctor and associate professor at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. And you've been listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. So if you're thinking of pregnancy or know someone who is, you can re-listen to this interview. And a lot of good products and information given there. So you can visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, click on Radio Show. And just scroll down to pregnancy. And so visit The Healthy Habit and take a look at the products that we have. The products that we're discussing are the New Roots supplements, and New Roots is both the ones we talked about plus their full line. They're very high quality, and a Canadian company, an excellent brand. And that's at The Healthy Habit, providing natural solutions all life long.